critics can say, or people who watch this, that this is a really bad father-daughter relationship. I mean, it really kind of borders on the line of, you know, of abuse, or of, you know, not allowing her any kind of freedom. She's a young teenage girl, and I said, no, you can never go out. Don't you dare go out. And, you know, you're pretty much, frankly, if I could chain her to her bed, I would, I think. But personally, as the actor, I don't play that. I mean, I got to play the fact that this comes from only from a great, great place. I'm a father of two daughters, and when my daughters were in that age bracket of young teenage girls, I remember oftentimes doing this, you know, very Stanislavski or very method acting thing of really imagining my daughter in those situations. And I think that really kind of has fed my interpretation of this part. And I remember once having a conversation with the conductor, and who also was a father of a teenage girl at the time, is I don't get why people think that Rigoletto, you know, was overprotective. He's what dad wouldn't do this? And I completely agreed, but yet, you know, when you read the libretto and when you take a stance back, not filling the shoes of the jester, then you realize that this guy is, okay, maybe it's not a healthy relationship completely. But I don't, as the actor, I can't really invest in that part of it. I got to, for me, I got to really invest that this is completely the way it has to be.